Treating American service members hurt in the Iraq and Afghanistan conflicts created a new military emphasis on polytrauma, a medical term meaning more than one serious injury. The complex wounds of war also created a need for a new model of care that today is helping veterans and active duty military heal.
Up again?
Air Force veteran William Geralds knows the meaning of the phrase hard work. He's being put through the ringer by a physical therapist at the Polytrauma Rehabilitation Center next to the Audie Murphy VA Hospital.
If you don't give up, they don't give up.
Let's do three more for me.
Geralds could have easily given up 8 years ago. He developed viral pneumonia that turned into Guillain-Barré syndrome and left him unable to move.
I couldn't talk. I was paralyzed and on life support. The only things that moved were my eyes and my big toe on my left foot.
His service many years ago qualified Geralds for treatment at this specialized facility in San Antonio, the newest of five in the country. Back in 2005, the VA sought to develop a better way to care for people with multiple injuries from modern combat, explains rehab medicine physician Dr. Elizabeth Haumai.
What we were seeing at that time is not just traumatic brain injury, but it would be traumatic brain injury plus amputations, plus spinal cord injuries, plus burns.
Treating any one of these problems is difficult, but altogether it becomes exponentially more challenging. About 100 people a year come to polytrauma rehab here. They work with an elaborate team of specialists, physical, occupational, and speech therapists, eye doctors, psychologists, social workers, to name a few. Donna Balderston was with the National Guard Active Reserve for 30 years.
And having this program here is absolutely vital.
Last November, a simple bike ride became life-altering.
I was cycling and I had a heart attack and got hit by a car.
Balderston had broken bones, a cardiac issue, and just as critically, a traumatic brain injury that landed her at the Polytrauma Center. After about 9 months, first as an inpatient, then in a transition unit, she considers herself at 90%.
They did speech therapy with me. They did physical therapy with me. They did mental health therapy with me to make sure that I can come back and be 100% again.
12 years ago, when the Polytrauma Centers first started treating patients, almost all were active duty troops. Today, it's 50-50, half active military, half veterans. The center in San Antonio boasts a high rate of return to school and work. Several patients actually went back on duty.
Hold it up.
For paralyzed patient Geralds, it was about returning to independence. He's in a wheelchair much of the time, but he can move, use a walker at times, and talk. His service dog, 3-year-old boxer Tammy, is trained to pick up things he drops.
Good girl, yeah.
Told he would never be able to feed himself or stand upright, Geralds is beating the odds. He says he's honored to heal alongside young troops recovering from battle wounds.
The most humbling thing is being able to work with all these young people that are coming back from combat.
Medical Director Dr. Haumai says the goal is to help severely injured men and women who have served the country in uniform be the best version of themselves possible.
Everybody still needs a purpose. Everybody still needs to have meaning in their life, whatever that is going to look like for them.
Since the inception, the five polytrauma rehab centers have provided personal, time-intensive care to more than 3,500 people. Lessons learned at these military facilities are now being published so that civilians can benefit from advances in care. Wendy Rigby, Texas Public Radio News.